Let me tell you what I've done this week. I'm going to be full disclosure here, Biggie, because it's just time for me to reveal what I've been doing.
Because you're an accountability buddy. Biggie wants to go see Oasis Rose Bowl.
That's right. Mm-hmm. We're accountability
buddies. You're not going to make it if you keep going at this rate.
We're accountability buddies for each other.
Kelly.
So, and I told you this would happen. Since late July, I've been turning the cameras on downstairs here in this building. We
made some changes.
Yes. So that YouTube, we have clips for YouTube later. Well, the people that used to turn the cameras on don't work here anymore, okay, since the events of late July. So in early August, I guess, I started going downstairs. And I told Chris Dim, I'm dangerously close to those snack machines, those vending machines.
I didn't pay it any mind when you said so.
Remember I said, I'm lured in by that. And if I do it one day, I'll start doing it every day if I'm not careful. So sure enough, I get by with it for several weeks, and then...
Well, you told us about your incident with the drink machine, and that was one thing.
That's right.
Because, I mean, you rely on your caffeine boost in the morning.
That's right. So...
And you had issues with the Celsius, but I didn't realize you were, until today.
Celsius, my wife buys them, you know, and we get like 24 cans for $18. You can get them cheap at Costco or at Amazon or whatever. But in our machine, they're $3.50. All right.
Per can.
That's crazy price.
Okay. But one day, about 2 weeks ago, I just needed some energy. I was like, I got to get a Celsius. And of course, it accepts the credit card. Well, the machine wasn't working. And it said, enjoy your beverage. But I can get a beverage.
Didn't you spend like close to 10 bucks?
$10. And 50 cents. I tried three times to get myself $3.50 times three, $10.50.
And in the machine's brain, it had dispensed the beverage each time. So it told you.
Enjoy your beverage. I didn't have a beverage to enjoy. I was very upset by it. Okay, so I left. That was fine.
The machine is fixed.
Yeah. Well, the guy.
He's a P1 repairman.
Nice guy. P1 repairman came in, fixed the machine, credited.
Did you? He did.
He did. He credited my $10.50.
Wow.
And in fact.
So all's well.
All's well. My wife, about that time, see, she looks over our credit card statement every once in a while.
And that must be nice. I just pay it. Whatever it says. Wow. I didn't know we were dancing right into must be nice land with this. I go over with a fine tooth cone to make sure there's not something I can get to see.
She does that too, but only every so often. Okay. Uh-huh. All right. So... A month ago, when I tried to buy that Celsius three times and didn't get it, she said to me, she was sitting in her chaise, and she goes, what's this charge for $10.50? And then she goes, oh, wait a minute, it was refunded. And I said, oh, I know what that is. Don't even worry about it. So I thought, I've skated by that. Okay. But since then, I've been buying Celsius, and little known fact, a few times, I've bought some peanut butter M&Ms and peanut M&Ms. Those are in the machine next to it. And I don't know the prices of any of these things because they're not listed on there. I only know the Celsius price because of that snafu with the broken machine. Okay? So I don't
know. There's no prices on the snack machine?
No, there's no price listed. I wonder if I hit the buttons for it, would the price appear on a digital display? I don't know.
Yeah, you probably would. I bet it would.
I never have. Okay? I never have.
So, oh, wow.
I don't know what they cost.
Okay.
I don't know. I just pay. I just do it. So yesterday, before... My daughter caused all her problems. My wife is looking at the computer. She got pencil sticking out of her hair, you know. And
God, we've been scammed again.
She said, we've been scammed. I said, what do you mean? She goes, there's 20 charges to canteen vending. And I was like, 20 charges to canteen vending? What's
going
on?
That's absurd.
That's ridiculous. She goes, it's like $3.50. Those are Celsius. Okay. I've been buying Celsius for $3.50. And then she goes...
Does canteen handle drinks and candy?
Yes.
Are they rolled into one transaction, or are they all separate?
They're all separate. And then she goes, God, $1.75, $3.50. The $1.75s are your that's your candy, your M&Ms. And she's like, what's going on here? And she goes, I guess I'll get on the horn with the fraud department. And I said, wait just a minute there. I might know where that's coming from. I might have bought some Celsius. Why on God's earth would you buy Celsius? I can get you Celsius. We don't have any at home right now because I was trying to get off of them. But in getting off of them,
she's seen this dance before. Knows, we all have.
She knows, right? But if it weren't for me having to go downstairs and do those cameras, I wouldn't be right next to the vending machine. And then she goes, what are you buying for $1.75? And I said, I had a few snacks. I had some snacks.
Where do you consume the snacks?
I do it hiding under the stairs so you won't know.
Yeah.
Because I notice you're gone for a while in the mornings.
I hide under the stairs.
Like a troll.
And just wolf them down?
And wolf them so that you won't know.
Like a troll who stole something off a wagon that went over the bridge.
That's right. That's where I'm doing that.
My precious.
So.
I must eat my candy.
So she says to me, well, you're a grown man. You can eat what you want, but we're not going to spend $3.50
for a bag of candy.
Or, exactly. So I said,
or for a soda.
Either one. And I said, you're right. And she goes, you're not spending $1.75 for a bag of M&Ms or crackers. And I said, you're right. You're right. So that was it.
Cold turkey. I'm done.
So today I came in and I said to Chris Dim, I gotta have a Celsius. I've got to have a Celsius.
We had a bad night. I did not know the extent of it at that point.
But I said, but I can't use the credit card because my wife will know.
I don't know how she knows, but
she'll know. She'll find out. And so I said to Chris Dim, Chris Dim said, does it take coins? I said, it does take coins. It takes coins. So I go fishing around in every couch, every drawer I can find. I come up with 6 quarters. I have $1.50. All right. Now, I know that won't buy the drink, so I think, well, let me see if I can get some M&Ms, some gum, something in there. So I plopped in 6 quarters, and I hit every combination. I don't know what anything costs.
Rice Krispie Treat?
Chips, Rice Krispie Treat.
10-year-old gum.
Gum, cook Famous Amos, M&Ms, something. Snickers, Milky Way.
Nabs.
I hit every combo, you know, pizza Goldfish, every single thing. Nothing. Nothing came out of there. So I walked back up there with my 6 quarters in hand. I said, nothing. It spit the quarters back out at me. And apparently everything in that machine is over $1.50.
Oh, yeah.
I used every price combo I could find. I didn't care what I was going to eat. I was just going to eat it. But it told me.
Is that a rock bottom moment?
That's a rock bottom moment. Yes, that is a rock bottom moment. Exactly.
No, I don't think it is for you.
No?
No, because see, I had a boss like this. I think I've told you this before.
Mm.
You're like a smoker who won't buy cartons.
That's it. I won't buy. I told her not to buy the Celsius. She goes, I'm buying the Celsius.
Because if you buy a carton, then you're a smoker.
Then you're a smoker.
And she used to, she would get a pack of cigarettes like every 2 days. And everyone would say, just get a carton.
Save your money.
Yeah. Even her husband would say, get a carton.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
Because she's running out.
Yeah.
And she would say, if I buy a carton, I therefore admit that I am a smoker.
Right.
If I stop every few days and get a pack, I think to myself,
that's right,
I'm just stressed. I need these.
That's exactly how I look. Like,
yes.
This morning.
It's medicinal.
When I came in, I was like, well, I'm not going to buy anything out of that machine. No problem. But, 30 minutes before airtime, I'm stressed. And I was like, I got to have something out of the machine. So And then I went into offices downstairs and started pilfering through.
Oh, of course you were.
Nobody.
You're like an addict, man.
Couldn't find any change.
We used to have bosses who would have all kinds of coins in their desk drawers, but they're long gone.
They're gone. They don't have it anymore. And I don't go into the but today I went into the offices and I looked for and rifled through desk drawers and everything.
That's borderline illegal.
It's awful. It's awful. And Joe, you need to water your plants.
Well, that's good advice.
That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'll say.
You know, when I go to, sometimes when I'm at the Walgreens, or I see it more there than I would at a grocery, but I guess because the grocery stores don't sell as much tobacco as they used to.
Mm.
But the serving size of cartons is 2. Smokers always buy 2 cartons. I don't know if you've ever noticed
Is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. No, I did not know that.
I mean, they'll buy a pack. Sometimes they'll buy a pack of cigs, but if they're buying cartons, they get 2.
Oh, I did not know that. That's interesting to me. All right.
That's what it's anecdotal at best.
Tomorrow, I'm not even going down. I'll
bring them from home.
Cameras and I'll have them from home.
You're one hand job away from an intervention.